So franchising then could be a type of structure or a management structure, the way the business is run. So this is an agreement which allows the entrepreneur to rent the existing business model. For this, you get to use the franchisor's trademark, products, and methods of doing business, for example, Camille or Subway. So someone will set up a business, they'll do everything to bring the product to the market, they'll do the marketing mix, the product, the price, the place, the promotion, and then you can go and rent that then off that company. So for example, Camille, okay, do the product, price, place, promotion, or even Subway. And then what you do then, so to use all their trademarks and products and methods, you'll pay them a fee. So I think it's something like 95,000 for a fee for Subway. And then you'll give them a percentage of your sales each year. So that's how the franchisor will make money on it. Advantage is then it's a proven track record. So you can check to see how well the business is running before you decide to rent it. You get ongoing support from the franchisor. So they'll support you in the form of giving you tips on how to keep your records, how to manage staff, how to do the products. They'll provide training material for you. So everything you need will be in a package. Cost savings, so economies of scale. So bulk buying, so Subway buying all the raw materials and then sending it out to other Subways is going to be a lot cheaper than if you had to go and buy it yourself. And exclusivity then. So they'll know the brand. They know the product that you're selling, so customers will know about it already. Disadvantage then, control. You don't control anything. If you want to bring in a new product in, it'd be very hard to bring in a new product. You have to go through the franchisor first. And royalty fees then, so you have to pay fees based on your sales, a percentage of your sales, and also a startup cost as well. So sometimes it can be expensive depending on the business you're looking at. I think to be a franchise of McDonald's, it's like $1 million just to use their trademark and products and that. And then you have to give them a percentage of your sales as well. So that's franchising advantages and disadvantages.